Good morning, everyone. We're here to give you the truth of God's Word. I'm talking about favor. I've, in the past, talked about God's favor. I recall a situation when I was just a young boy in the first grade. And believe me, I was shy. I was afraid to go to school. And we had about, my wife said, it's hard to believe. And I had about 3 blocks to walk to the bus. But I remember how frightened I was. In fact, I didn't even want to go to school. So some days, now don't get weird, but I would stick my finger in my throat and cause me to regurgitate, and I go home and say, Mom, I'm sick, I threw up. But you know what? There was a girl, an 8th grade girl, that saw my plight, and she said, would you like to walk with me to the bus, and I'll take you? I said, sure. I remember one time when we got on the bus, she looked at me, she was quite, to me, a big girl, and she says, you know, you're my favorite. And of course, that made me feel so good, you know what I mean? I recall a situation of a boy named Eugene. He was a young man. We lived up in Olney, Montana when I was going to school, college, and I remember in the summertime, we would go there, and we had series of rain that caused the creek we had to go through to our property to swell up to about 3 feet. And I had to leave my car in Whitefish, Montana. I said, would you do me a favor and get me and bring me back? And he said, yeah. So we did, and we got off the highway and going up to our place where we lived. And I said, now, Eugene, be careful. We got this creek. Oh, no problem. And he goes running through that and stalled his car. Here comes the water in. And I just sat there laughing. It came clear up level with the seats, and I couldn't hold myself. Tears are coming down my face of laughter. And, of course, he didn't think it was funny because it took a while. We had to go get my brother and tow the car out and all that. But, see, he was doing me a favor. I remember when I was in high school, I loved basketball. And I was a junior in high school in Post Falls at this time, and I worked hard practicing and shooting balls in our backyard in the sand and the snow, you name it, I did that over the years. And I didn't make the starting five. In fact, the first 4 games, I only got to play a little bit, and I was just feeling low and bad, but I said, okay, the time's going to come. Well, the guy that was playing guard, he had an off night, and we were 10 points down. And he said, Lee, go in. I went in, and I patented my fadeaway jump shot. I made 5 shots in a row to bring us back. And then we had others help, and we were inspired and won the game. You know what? I found favor with the coach, and from then on, I was on the first five. Favor. Do me a favor. He's my favorite. She's my favorite. We hear that favor. Well, today I want to talk about God's favor. So let's pray. Father, anoint the word. Bring it to our hearts and lives in a special way, I pray. Holy Spirit, you're here to quicken lives and hearts. We're thankful, Lord, that the word comes alive in our hearts and challenges us and motivates us. I pray in Jesus' name, may the truth speak to every heart, I pray. Amen. 2 Corinthians 6, verse 2 says, in the time of my favor I heard you, and in the day of salvation I helped you. I tell you, now is the time of God's favor. Now is the day of salvation. I want to share with you today something I believe is life-changing from God's word. I believe God has a word for our church and every person in this congregation. There's something that God is releasing in his church, and it's favor. It's a season, it's a time, It's an appointment that will revolutionize your life. And it finds you at a given point and works in your life and gives you a mindset that is different. It's a paradigm shift, you might say, an entire new concept of what God is doing in this body of believers as we impact the Spokane area for Jesus Christ. Again, 2 Corinthians 6:2 says, "In the time of my favor, I heard you." 2 Corinthians 6, verse 2 in the Amplified Bible says this, "For he says, in the time of favor, of assured welcome, I have listened to you and heeded your call and have helped you on the day of deliverance, the day of salvation. Behold, now is truly the time for a gracious welcome and acceptance of you from God. Behold, now is the day of salvation." So now is the accepted time. Now is the favor of God. Hear me, this is, the time of God's favor for your life and ministry. And we're heading into a brand new season of favor and opportunity and blessing and anointing, and life is going to be released at a higher level in this church than ever before. Now we see this in verse, it says, "Now is the time of God's favor." And the Amplified says, "Now is the time of acceptance." The literal meaning of this word time in the original Greek does not mean an hour, a minute, or a second. It means an opportunity. It means a season of divine appointment. And I want you to realize God is hearing the cries of committed people declaring favor and is coming upon this church in a new dimension that has never been seen before. Now, a number of years ago, I heard this and I jotted it down, and I don't remember who said it, but let me quote it to you. What is favor? What does favor do? Favor is the divine current that takes you from your present season into your future dreams. It is the current of God that finds you at a given point and carries you from where you are to where God wants you to be. Now, that's according to God's word, this favor. Let me read that again. Favor is the divine current that takes you from your present season into your future dreams. It is the current of God that finds you at a given point and carries you from where you are to where God wants you to be. I want you to know favor will never be found in the life of the indifferent. You hear me? Favor will never be found in the half-hearted. Favor will never be found in the complacent. But for those who dream a vision, God will reveal their self. But favor will never be found in the disobedient or rebellious. But for those who love God and accept a calling in their life, a destiny, a purpose that is bigger than they are, they will have a moment in their lives when it looks impossible. But when they faithfully serve God and done everything they can to make that dream come true, and they're looking at the impossibility at that moment, divine favor will flow into their life. Let me ask you, do you find yourself in that position? At that moment, you feel you've done everything you can and things look impossible? Have you faced impossibilities in your life? I know I have. But at that time, the divine current of favor will flow in your life like a current of Holy Spirit power and lift you into that favor. You will do what you were not able to do before because of that favor that walked into your life. Let me say that favor is necessary for uncommon success. Favor is a divine current that takes you from your present season to your divine dream. How many could they say today, "I thank God I'm not where I used to be. And I thank God I'm not where I was once I was saved, but I've grown in the Lord." But how many could say, "I'm not satisfied where I am. I want to continue to go forward and grow in Jesus Christ." Amen? All right. Isn't it great that God loves us enough to save us like we are? But he loves us too much to leave us in that condition. I thank God for that. I'm excited that God saved me out of sin and changed my life. But I'm also excited where I'm going, and I'm excited that I'm going and growing in Jesus Christ and maturing in him day by day. Now let's look at Luke 1:28, when the angel Gabriel was sent by God to the Virgin Mary. Luke 1, verse 28. "The angel went to her and said, "Greetings, you who are highly favored. The Lord is with you." Now, what brought about this encounter with Mary and the angel of the Lord? What caused this young Jewish girl to be the chosen one out of the thousands of young gals in that land? But Mary caught the attention of God. She was chosen to be the vessel to birth the Son of God. The angel said to Mary, "You are highly favored. The Lord is with you." And we see in Luke 1, 29 and 30, these words, 29 through 30, Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God." So twice the angel tells her, "Mary, the reason I'm here is because you have found favor with God. God is going to do something in your life that only divine favor can do." And the angel went on to say this, "You're going to have a baby." Mary says, "I don't understand." She's thinking, "I'm a virgin. I don't have a husband. How will this be?" Mary was honest. She said, "God, I hear what you're saying, but I don't understand what you're saying." And you may say, "Pastor Lee, you talk about believing and accepting Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. You talk about people coming to know Jesus Christ. How can these things be? You talk about people that have hang-ups and problems and habits overcoming this in their life. How can these things be? How can I overcome my past, my problems as a kid, my relationship with my children, with my parents? How can these things be?" Look at the answer that came to Mary because of the favor of God. Luke 1, verse 35, the angel answered, "The Holy Spirit will come on you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you." Listen, when divine favor grips your life, you may be facing the greatest obstacles that you have ever faced in your life, the impossibilities. But when the favor of the Holy Spirit comes upon you and the power of the Holy Spirit overshadows you, what was impossible before becomes possible because you're infused with the power of God. You're not doing it on your own, but you're doing it through Jesus Christ and the power of the Holy Spirit. What you only thought about, you begin doing. What you always said would happen for good someday becomes a reality. What you dreamed about becomes a reality because favor has come from God. And the angel says to Mary, and he's ready to leave, in Luke 1, verse 37, "For with God nothing is ever impossible. And no word from God shall be without power or impossible of fulfillment." Now I want you to repeat that after me, would you please? "For with God, nothing is ever impossible, and no word from God shall be without power or impossible of fulfillment." So I want you to know, when favor comes, when God comes, when the appointment arrives, when the season of God is here, nothing is impossible with God. In Genesis, the 12th chapter, God made a promise to Abraham that he would make Abraham into a great nation and make his name great and make him a blessing. Abraham held on to that promise for 20 years. Then we look at Genesis, the 18th chapter, and Abraham has an encounter with the angel, and we see these words. Genesis 18, verse 3. He said, If I have found favor in your eyes, my Lord, do not pass your servant by." And I want you to see what Abraham held in his heart for 20 years. What was promised to him by God, what God said would happen, became more and more an impossibility in the natural. Here's a 100-year-old man and a 90-year-old woman, and they're walking around with a dream of having a son. Now, that was a big impossibility, way off the Richter scale. But God told Abraham, "I'm going to change your name from Abram to Abraham, the father of many nations." And can't you just see the neighbors when Sarah calls him for dinner, says, "Abraham, Abraham, dinner's ready." They chuckle. She's calling him the father of many nations. But they didn't know what God knew. We see Pharaoh walked into Abraham's home, and before the angel left, he said, next year at this time, your wife will be holding a baby son. And it happened. And I can just picture Abraham holding his little son in his arms. And I want you to know that you have a promise inside of you today. You have dreams inside of you today. You have potential in your life, and God has an exciting destiny planned for your life. You have a life that's designed with purpose and fulfillment. I want you to grab a hold of that because you're a child of God. If you've been saved and born again, God has a purpose for you, whether you're a young person or somebody else or a senior, whatever you are, what you had hoped for. For 20 years, 10 years, 5 years, 1 year, you're now holding your arms, so to speak. What you dreamed about and touched, what you only thought about, what you waited for weeks, for months, for years, becomes a reality. Hear me, I believe God's favor has come upon you and this church. Those who have prayed for your families are going to see them commit their lives to Jesus Christ and worship God. You said, I've been praying for many years for my relatives. I've been praying many years for my dad, for my mother. You've been praying many years for your close friends. Well, I'm telling you, through your life, through your example, through your impact, God can change them. And you have to believe God for miracles that it will happen. And you're going to see favor take a promise and make a reality. That's what God's favor creates. When you begin to read through the Word of God, you realize there are situations that are unchanged until God's favor came to the rescue in that situation. How many of you want to receive God's favor in your life? I do. Amen. All right, let's go to another example, Joseph. Look at Genesis 39, verse 20 and 21. But while Joseph was there in the prison, the Lord was with him. He showed him kindness and granted him favor in the eyes of the prison warden. Joseph was in Pharaoh's prison. He was placed there having done nothing wrong by deceit and deception. He was faithfully serving God as a young man, and now he finds himself locked behind bars and chained in this dungeon and prison and forgotten. He was overlooked and hungry. He looked like what he had dreamed as a young man. His destiny, his purpose, his promise would never come to pass. Then all of a sudden we read that the Lord was with Joseph and showed him kindness and favor and granted him favor in Pharaoh's prison. And the cupbearer remembered what Joseph had done for him. And one day Joseph went from a person locked up in prison, wasting his life away, to someone else, a free man in Pharaoh's courts. There could be some people here today that are bound by the failures of the past and by others around you. Maybe you've been part of a dysfunctional family. You have emotional problems because of what maybe a family member has done to you. And just like Joseph, you've been locked in your own prison. Now, Joseph was locked in his prison, but favor found him. And it reached down into that prison and pulled Joseph out. And 24 hours, the prisoner was standing in the palace. The forgotten man became the most important man on the face of the earth at that time. God's favor came into his life. Understand, God alone can give us favor to get out of the prisons of life. Hear me, we serve a God who will walk into your life, and this God doesn't give treatments, he gives cures. I want you to understand that. God will find you. God will liberate you. He will free you from the prison because of his favor. That's the power of the gospel. The theme song of the church has not helped me make it through the night, but it is God Almighty who helps me day and night, who is there for me always. Amen? So we're delivered out of the prison, out of the bondage that may plague us by the power of the living God. I want to look at several points this morning. Number one, you must be released from your prison before you can move forward to your destiny. You must be released from your prison before you can move forward towards your destiny. The Israelites had come out of Egypt before they could get into the promised land. They had to come out. You may think the reason Israel was taken out of Egypt was to go into the promised land, but that's not the complete reason. We read in Exodus 8, verse 1, "Then the Lord said to Moses, 'Go to Pharaoh and say to him, this is what the Lord says, let my people go so they may," what? "Worship me." Five different times the Lord told Moses to go to Pharaoh and tell him to set his people free, to let them go so they may worship the Lord their God. I want you to know something. The reason God gives you liberty, the reason God brings you out, is so that you can have intimacy with him through praise, through worship, through the word, through meditation, and getting a hold of the promises of God. And in that, you'll discover your destiny. Understand that you will never see what God has in store for you while you're living in your Egypt. You get my point? You've got to get out of your Egypt and worship God on the mountain. In other words, you have to leave the place where you've been. You've got to get out by the favor of God to see what God really has in store for you. Now, as you observe your life, everything may seem to be going well. You attend church faithfully. You drive a good car. You have a nice house. You're blessed with a good job. But if you haven't come out of your prison, listen to me. In my years of ministry, I have run across people that may have it all together as far as the outward appearance is concerned. But when they've talked to me and cried with me, I found that they were tortured by the past, they were bound by habit, or they went through abuse or whatever. They had never come out of that prison. So if you're still living in bondage, you're not able to truly worship God like you should. If you're still wrapped up in a situation that held you captive for years, then you're not out and you're not free. But the good news is the favor of God will get you out of your prison. It will get you out of that which has captivated you for years and held you back and bound you to keep you from really being in the freedom of God. Now, number two. Once you've been released from your prison, expect God to restore everything the enemy has taken from you. Once you've been released from your prison, expect God to restore everything the enemy has taken from you. By faith, you know it's about to happen, and you know what the Word of God says. Look at Exodus 3, verse 21. God said to Moses, "I will make the Egyptians favorably disposed towards this people, so that when you leave, you will not go empty-handed." The Amplified Version in Exodus 3:21 says, "I will give this people favor and respect in the sight of the Egyptians, and it shall be that when you go, you shall not go empty-handed." As the children of Israel walked out of that nation that held them in slavery for four decades, 400 years, they asked for silver, they asked for gold, they asked for the finest clothing in Egypt. And what I want you to get a hold of, this nation of slaves that had languished for these hundreds of years walked out of Egypt with the country's wealth, from the mightiest nation on the earth at that time. They filled their bags, they filled their carts, they filled their pockets, and what had been transferred, what had been in the hands of the ungodly, was transferred to the hands of the righteous. God's people had taken back everything the devil had stolen from them for 430 years. Hear me, it's time to get back everything the devil has taken from your life. Listen to the prophecy of Joel to God's people. Joel 2, verse 25 through 26. "I will repay you for the years the locusts have eaten, the great locusts and the young locusts, the other locusts and the locust swarm. My great army that I sent among you, you will have plenty to eat until you're full. You will praise the name of the Lord your God, who has worked wonders for you. Never again will my people be shamed." And God is saying to his people today, "I will work wonders for you. I will restore to you what has been taken away. And it's time for you, it's time for your family, for your household, for your life, to be set free from the enemy's bondage, to move back into the will of God and take everything back the enemy has stolen from you. It's time to receive the blessing of God and the favor of God in your life. And God wants every year that you've wasted to be restored. You say, Pastor, how can this be? I'm getting up in years. These years have been wasted. I want you to know God will make the rest of your years more productive, more encouraging, more impacting, more exciting, and more fulfilling than the years that you have lived. You may say, well, I'm getting up in years. Oh, yes. But Joshua and Caleb were up in years, and look how God blessed them and used them. When God says it's time to get it back, you get it back. Everything that you have wasted, everything the devil took from you, the opportunities that you threw away from bad choices, bad habits, and vices in your life, the pains, the hurts, all of these things God can restore. So in the mighty name of Jesus, take a hold and a strong grip on the Word of God and stand on it and declare, now is the time of favor for my life. Things are going to change. No longer am I going to be bound. No longer am I going to be imprisoned by these things. Listen to me. It's time to get your dreams back. It's time to get your health back. It's time to get your dignity back. It's time to get your finances back, your self-respect, your life, your goals, your reputation. Everything the devil has taken from you, God is bringing back. It's time for our church. It's time for you to have favor with God and in this hour claim it in the name of Jesus. Amen? Amen. And there are those of you that have sown, those that you have loved and stretched out and given. You poured out your heart. You've invested. I believe the divine favor of God is going to be released in your life in this church. I believe God is sending a Holy Spirit anointing on this church. And He's raising up people who have come out of bondage, out of sin, out of selfishness, in a new dimension of life to worship Him, bringing glory to God by a loving attitude that impacts this church and this community for Jesus Christ. Because we will see people saved. We will see people delivered. We will see people discipled by you because of what God has done for you. And you need to remember what happened to Mary before favor came into her life. The night before Jesus was born, we see, was not the greatest in Mary's life. She was in the last days of her pregnancy, riding on a donkey and sleeping in a stable trying to have a baby. And gathered around her were the animals. This would not be the atmosphere that one would think might display the season of favor in Mary's life. Right now, you may be looking at the most difficult time in your life. Your work is not going well. Your finances are low. You don't know how to meet obligations. You may have discovered you have health problems and challenges. Your spouse may not be understanding of you these days and seems distant and uncaring. But you know something? I want to tell you, things may not have turned out the way you thought they should have turned out, or as you prayed they would. But listen, the night before the Son of God was born was one of the most difficult nights in Mary's life. But God had arranged a moment of favor for that young girl's life. Because Mary stood steadfast. She trusted in God and believed, and she was obedient because of her. Jesus Christ, our Savior, was born. Think about that. And the night before Joseph became the ruler overseer in Egypt and was able to revolutionize the life of everyone around him because of the impact he had as a leader next to Pharaoh. You got to think, the night before he was in this prison, locked up in the filth, the rats, and bad food. Nobody cared whether he lived or died. But the next day, he walked into God's ordained destiny for his life. That was a divine appointment. There was a day coming. There was a morning coming of favor that would position him before Pharaoh. And what was impossible before became possible because of the divine favor of God. Number three. You're living in the time of favor in your life right now. Whatever you do, stay faithful to God. Dream big and don't turn back. Repeat, You are living in the time of God's favor in your life right now. Whatever you do, stay faithful, dream big, and don't turn back. Every significant step of most men and women in the Bible found God's favor when they were living in an impossible situation. You take time to read some of these accounts in the Bible. But I know God has some exciting plans for you. And you can see it through eyes of faith, and you can imagine it, and it can be an exciting adventure. God has a way, He has a plan for you, a future full of blessing and provision, even though you may not be able to see it now. You and I have to see God's plans for us through the Spirit. And He equips us so we can see it through the spiritual dimension in our life. So we have a revelation of what God wants to do in your life, in your family, and in the church. Because of you, neighbors will begin to turn to Jesus Christ. People you have prayed for years are going to find Jesus. But this is made possible by the miracle working power of God in operation in your life and in this church. And I can see people healed and restored and believers infused with excitement. I know Pastor Jim, Pastor Henry, and you know, and Randy now, that's a pastor in training. All of us together want to see God do a work in your life like never before, so you'll become stable Christians. You won't vacillate. You won't be here on a Sunday and really get a hold of God, and you feel the power of the Holy Spirit, and you go out there during the week, and all of a sudden something happens, and you start fading in your faith and trust in God. I see people that are stable, that are overcoming in their life. I see God's blessing poured out on lives that perhaps once have been wasted, and God will restore and use you. God is raising up His people for this hour we live in. And for those of you that have been praying for the Spokane area and interceding, God hears you. He sees your intercession and your weeping. Listen to this, Exodus 6, verse 5 through 8. Moreover, I have heard the groanings of the Israelites, whom the Egyptians are enslaving. I have remembered my covenant. Therefore, say to the Israelites, I am the Lord. I will bring you out from under the yoke of the Egyptians. I will free you from being slaves to them. I will redeem you with an outstretched arm and with mighty acts of judgment. I will take you as my own people. I will be your God. Then you will know that I am the Lord your God who brought you out from under the yoke of the Egyptians. Now, I've underlined some things that speak to my heart. Listen to this. In that passage, I am the Lord. I will bring you out. I will set you free. I will redeem you. I will be your God. How many believe that? Amen? So sometimes we think our prayers are in vain as we come to the Lord and pray and believe. It seems like year after year may go by. We wonder if God has a purpose in our life and a calling. And we are tempted at times to think that things will never change. But I say be faithful. I recall in Pinehurst when I was pastoring there, was a dear lady that would come to church, and she would pray for her husband. She said, Pastor, I have prayed for my husband for years. And I encouraged her, you know, God has a day for him. And I recall the day that I went into their house. And after an hour, to make a story short, I was able to lead this man that didn't even believe in God, a man that was rough and worked in the mines, swore and cussed like anybody you've ever seen, to see the tears come into his eyes. And he bowed his head and repeated after me and accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. And to see him in church, a changed man. It makes me more than ever believe in the power of the Holy Spirit to change lives. So don't give up. Keep pushing. When everything seems to go wrong, push. When the job gets you down, push. When people don't understand or react the way they do, just push. When your money looks gone and the bills are due, push. When the people don't understand you, push. P-U-S-H. Pray until something happens. Amen? All right, listen to this verse. Psalm 30, verse 4 and 5, sing to the Lord, you saints of His. Praise His holy name, for His anger lasts only a moment, but His favor lasts a lifetime. Weeping may remain for a night, but rejoicing comes in the morning. We have an appointment with God to see his divine favor, and he's the one that is there to remove any mountain or any obstacle and bring deliverance. Praise team, come forward, please. And delight in me because my enemy does not triumph over me. What's your enemy? What's your vice? What's your weakness? What's your problem? What's the stronghold in your life? God can break that in his name. Now here, Psalms 5 verse 12 says, the key to God's favor, for you, Lord, will bless the uncompromisingly righteous, him who is upright in right standing with you, as with a shield, you will surround him with good favor, pleasure, and favor. Let's stand together. We're about ready to sing a song. But I feel that God is speaking to some hearts here. You've been praying a long time. You've been going through something. You've been leaving for deliverance and coming out of your prison, whatever it is. I want you just to come and stand right here in the name of Jesus. Because today, I believe God wants to show you favor and show you that he will bring you through. He will answer prayer. Whoever it is, young person, mom or dad or senior folk, you come and stand right here honestly before God. Whatever the need, if you need healing, deliverance, whatever it is, while we start singing, please come forward. Hallelujah, Jesus. We're going to pray in a moment, but how many, you're standing there and you know, honestly, that you have an area you want to see God's favor in? Raise your hand. Yes. I know sometimes it's maybe kind of hard to come forward when you know you still have a need, but we're going to have you join hands together, and we're going to pray for all of you, including these dear precious ones that are standing here in front. Lord, you see each and every person here. God, you see our lives. You see our needs. You see what down deep we long for, the changes that we want to see, the prayers that we want answered according to your will, Father. I pray in the name of Jesus that your dear ones here, all of us together, will see the favor of God in areas in our life that we have longed for to see fruition in areas, Father, that, Lord, has not come yet, but believing God, Lord, for habits maybe that have some bound. Maybe for those that are looking for a loved one to find Jesus Christ, an unsaved son or daughter, a wayward mom or dad, whatever the need, God, I pray in Jesus' name the Holy Spirit will come and give divine wisdom and guidance to everyone here and the young people on the campuses, that they'll be strong in you and the power of your might wherever we go, that we'll lift up the name of Jesus. Thank you that you do show your favor to each and every one of us because we're your children. And we thank you for it today, and we give you the glory. Dismiss us now with your grace and blessing. And everyone said, amen. God love you. Have a great week.